On the show today, we have Mercer County Community Federal Credit Union CEO Sandy Karanji talking to us about their recent auto lending success story. It's a good one, so check it out. And so we're talking about your credit union's auto lending success story, which kind of mirrors probably a lot of credit unions across the country, because auto lending has been like off the charts for quite a few years now, and it's still going. And so can you tell us about your credit union's recent auto lending success? Any examples or results, that type of stuff that you can share for us to share?
Absolutely. So what's happened to us is that we've had, obviously, I think just like you said, with everybody else too, we've had great success because their interest rates were so low. Yeah. And people were obviously gravitating to credit unions. And so we had been enjoying that. Unfortunately though, rates started to creep up. We started to see that, you know, okay, everybody's out there and, we've got those great rates, but we had to come back to reality. Mm-hmm. Just a couple years ago when we were realizing that, hey, we can't offer those 1.9 auto loans anymore. And so we took a look at what we had, and we really were starting to see a very gradual decrease. Mm-hmm. In our auto loans. And that just happened 2015 and 16. And it's like, uh-oh, we've saturated the market. What have we done? And so we had to do a lot of research and see what was going on. Mm-hmm. With our program.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I think we lent out to everybody that qualified for that 1.9 auto loan rate. And so now we had to really take a look at what we needed to do, what we needed to change, so that as interest rates start to go up, what is it that we need to do? And right away we realized that we needed to introduce indirect lending, because we did not offer indirect lending. And we found out that a lot of our members were, as they were paying off their loans on auto loans, they were going directly to the dealer and taking out whatever the best rate was that was available there at the dealer. Yeah, so we saw that as a big red flag that we need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And indirect lending was kind of on the back burner, but we brought it right to the forefront. So in 2016, we introduced indirect lending.
Okay.
And the dealers were actually calling us and saying, please, can you do this? So we want to be able to offer your members.
Oh, wow.
People are coming in here and saying, we're a member of Mercer County Community Credit Union.
Yeah.
And can't you do our loan here for us? So we kind of had that luxury that the dealers were coming to us and saying, please, can you go online? Can we send you loans online? So we ended up doing that.
Okay.
And it was amazing that the turnaround that we saw, within a year, we saw an increase of 20% in auto lending.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, it was pretty amazing. Once we introduced that, we also made sure that we had to go and update our website and do all kinds of things that would on the back end part of it, to make sure that we were ready to do that, to introduce that. And the dealers were just like so happy with us, and we were continuing to see that. And just in, let's see now, it's been about, I guess about 2 years right now.
Mm-hmm.
We introduced it about the middle of 2016.
Okay.
And it's probably over 50% of our auto loans are now through indirect.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. That's a pretty dramatic change within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure where we would be right now, because everybody says, well, you know, you still would have gotten those loans. I think we would have had to work a little bit harder, or maybe a lot harder, to get the people to come to our credit union and actually, you know, come in and sign papers and apply, you know, with us. But
mm-hmm.
The indirect going through the dealership and doing all that really made the process so much easier. And our members were actually so happy. They're like, oh my gosh, this makes it so much more convenient. And we also have the pre-approval. We made sure that we did that online too.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, you can shop for your car online, you can get pre-approved, you can just go right to the dealer and go, and then the dealer already has all the information on them. So it makes the process so much easier.
Yeah,
and then we need loans coming to us.
Do you know, I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, but this is just something that came to my mind. Do you know how those numbers compare to other credit unions as far as the increase in indirect lending, or at least at your credit union, the stats that you guys have? How do those compare to other credit unions? Do you know? Or, yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but that's just something that kind of occurred to me. It's like, how are other credit unions dealing with indirect as well?
Well, I think I think that you have a point there, because one of the things that we knew was really important right off the bat was the marketing. We could have the best program and we could go ahead and launch this, and if we don't tell anybody that we have it,
exactly,
it's not going to be successful.
Yep.
So that was a huge component, I think, and I think some credit unions may get a little bit of a slower start. Ours was pretty quick because we made sure that we started marketing it right away.
Okay.
I think that we targeted the right people right away, and we realized that it was our members that we needed to make sure they're the ones that knew about it. And then pretty soon, you know, the word spread.
Yeah.
So we took the path that we need to make sure our members know that we have it. So we really hit them hard with the marketing and directly to them through email and through direct mail and any other way that we could get to them.
Sure.
So that they knew that we had it. The second thing then that we did was that we made sure that it was easy for them to be able to go and the process of it. So we revamped our risk-based lending matrix because that's another thing I think is that when people launch it, they just go, okay, we're just going to launch indirect lending and direct auto lending, and they don't do all the research first and say, wait a minute, maybe we need to take a look at our risk-based matrix like we did, and we need to make sure we're targeting the right people and take a look at our rates and see how they compare. Look at what kind of promotions that we need to do to go along with it. So we did a lot of that ahead of time. The other thing is that we made sure that we had a dedicated person that was kind of our lead at our credit union to make sure that she was really the one that spearheaded everything. She made sure that all of the employees were informed about what was going on with the program. And obviously she got trained and helped with the training of the other loan officers that were going to be involved with it, and then eventually with all of the employees, so that they were all aware of what exactly is it that we're offering and how it all works.
Yep.
Since we had never had it at our credit union before, and some of the smaller credit unions were under $100 million in assets, so a lot of the smaller credit unions, you know, they forget about that everybody then needs to know exactly how it works and you know, what all is involved with it. So having those things, I think that when you asked about like, well, how did we do compared to other credit unions, I don't have specific obviously information on that, but I can tell you that I think we were pretty successful right off the bat.
I was trying to see how unique this was, and it sounds like you guys might be pretty unique as far as the quickness, the immediacy of it all, because it sounds like you guys did the right things. You got all your ducks in a row, marketing-wise, technology-wise, processes-wise, all that type of stuff. So, and then it sounds like it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, I think so. I think that that's doing the research ahead of time and then keeping up with, we made sure that we kept right on top of all the statistics, like how is it doing and what do we need to change. So we did make some changes right off the bat.
Oh, good for you.
When we didn't realize how important it was going to be to bring on new members, like that there were going to be that many new members. We're thinking, oh, we're doing this and we're rolling it out to our own membership, making sure that they're the ones that take advantage of this. But it seemed like within a few months, we realized that we were getting a lot of new members through the indirect channel, because they were always like, oh, I would love to be a member of the credit union. We didn't know we could. And they're finding out through the dealership that they could. And then obviously, you know, finding out how great our rates are and our service and everything. So we did have to make some changes to that, and we had to think about new member incentives and That was something that we changed right off the bat, you know, within a few months. So keeping track and looking at the numbers and looking at your reports and making sure that anything that needs to be tweaked right away, mm-hmm. that you do that. And we did, we were pretty good about that, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like the beauty of what you guys have put into place there is that you can make these tweaks, you can make these adjustments on the fly to meet your members' needs. So that's what it's all about. So where do you guys go from here? Where do you guys, I mean, I'm assuming the performance is still up in those numbers and in that range, and but where do you guys go from here with it? How do you keep it going?
That's a really good question, because we've actually looked into that too. So what's happening is that we're getting dealers from the surrounding, we're really only Mercer County, and we're getting dealers from the surrounding county saying, hey, we have your members coming in here too, or have people that want to join your credit union, and how can we get involved?
That's funny.
So we are taking a look at expanding our community charter so that we can take advantage of some of the surrounding counties that we're in or that are next to us. Mm-hmm. And that's probably going to be our next big step to do that. And we're going to ramp up our marketing a little bit more now, maybe now concentrate on going out in the public. Mm-hmm. Because really, these first 2 years were really concentrated on our current membership,
right.
and making them aware of it. So now the next step is, okay, now let's let everybody else know, mm-hmm. that do this, and you can come to the credit union through those channels. With interest rates rising too, I think that we can take advantage of the fact that we're not raising ours as quickly as mm-hmm. a lot of the big banks that are in our area are mm-hmm. already starting to do that.
Yeah.
Raise their rates. So we can take advantage of the fact that we're still lower.
Good for you. Yeah, it sounds like not only are your auto lending has grown, but you're poised for a membership growth as well. So that's kind of a silver lining as well to this wonderful cloud that you guys are dealing with right now. So that's pretty good news.
Yeah, actually, you're absolutely right about that, is that we have our membership growth has also increased. And I think a lot of it has to do with this, with the fact that we're offering this.
Sure.
We've added some other services too at the same time, mm-hmm. To make the technology easier. And, you know, like I said, we revamped our website to make that easier. And we probably needs an update already now. Again, it's only been 3 years, but you know, that we revamped it. But we introduced, you know, mobile banking and things like that. So the technology has kind of played a big part in making it everything easier for our members.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think has also had a trickle down effect where our membership growth has really gone way up. And I think we've added something like 2,000 new members just in the last couple years.
Nice.
And for a small credit union, that's really good. We've seen some substantial growth that way too. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got a lot more growth coming down the railroad tracks here. And I love hearing stories like this. So what advice do you have for other credit unions, or any takeaways from this whole experience that you could share for other credit unions who may want to mimic your success or want to get going, doing the stuff that you guys are doing?
So obviously, doing the research ahead of time, you know, make sure that it's something that you have a dedicated person that can really kind of spearhead it,
mm-hmm.
and wants to do it, mm-hmm. and that the employees are 100% in.
Mm-hmm.
But also going and talking to the dealerships, because we did that. We went and talked to the different dealers in the area, and we made sure that they wanted it, and they
yeah.
knew that we were on board with it. Because I think sometimes you think of that afterwards, and so that's the research part of it. And then the tracking, just make sure that you're tracking all the numbers and tracking the trends and seeing what's going on. And if you run into hiccups, be sure to adjust for that,
mm-hmm.
and be willing to adjust for that. And then marketing is really important. So the marketing, I think, has to really be geared to this. It can't just be like mixed in with everything else.
Right.
You've got to really concentrate on the marketing for indirect lending.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you do all that, then, you know, I think you're going to be successful in it. Instead of just jumping in and saying, okay.
Let's see how this works. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I've seen credit unions do that, actually.
Oh, boy.
They just go, okay, we're going to do it because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like you guys did your due diligence and then some. So, and it's really paying off well for you guys. So very cool. Congratulations on your success, Sandy. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom for credit unions out there, or anything that you guys got going on the horizon that you want to share?
I just think that right now is a really good time for credit unions. And I think that the awareness, just not just of everything that we're doing, but just awareness of credit unions in general, I think is really going to play out well.
Yeah.
And we all need to remember that and jump on the bandwagon, you know, and just really, I think we're going to see some good things happening with credit unions over the next year. So everybody needs to take advantage of it and just make sure you're doing everything to align with that.
Yeah.
And I think we're all going to do really well. So.
Great advice. Great advice. Great message to end on. Sandy, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us about your auto lending success and continued success to you and your members as well. So it sounds like things are going really well in your neck of the woods. So good job.